No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, a co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, to kick off today's big show, Dennis came across a story a few weeks ago about Andrew Tate. And he's one of these, internet influencers, very polarizing. Either love him or hate him, I guess. I don't know. He's been all over, threatened with jail, but he gets amazing amount of eyeballs online. But he posted a thing on X a few weeks ago that kind of hit home when it comes to flying domestically in the U.S. versus around the world. And he got on X, and he was whining about Delta, I think, on a flight. He was going from Vegas to catch a long-haul flight back to, I don't know where, but it was going to be on Emirates first class, probably one of those super suites and that kind of thing. And he was just like, what the hell? I mean, this is trash. He did not hold back his feelings on what the first class experience was like in the USA compared to when he got on Emirates. And he was like, hey, what's the dealio? I feel like I got gypped here. Why can't they do better? And, you know, we've talked about this before, that obviously international carriers are subsidized by their countries. That makes it very difficult for the U.S. carriers to compete on the level of service that you'll experience, say, on Emirates, Qatar, Singapore Air, and, you know, because the government's pretty much underwrite their expenses and things. So the service can be pretty dramatically different. However, in this scenario, I mean, he called it out and just like, why do you guys settle for this? That's kind of what he was saying. And, you know, a lot of people thought he was whining, that, you know, but I mean, I was like, hey, you know what? I think he's got a pretty valid point. We could up our game a little bit better than it seems to be. We've talked about this many times before. What say you, Dennis? What do you think?
Well, let's just set expectations. I mean, if you look at his tweet, if we can still call it a tweet or an X, I mean, what do you?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
I don't care.
Yeah.
But he's like, I decided not to fly on a jet from Vegas to Dubai. Well, I'm pretty sure you did. So I'm assuming what he means is I decided not to take a private jet.
Right.
And instead fly Emirates because he, you know, I love Emirates first class with the shower and bar and all.
The suite service they offer now. Yeah.
But apparently he said there was no direct. So I had to take a short flight with Delta first class before getting on Emirates. Let's assume again, short flight from Vegas is probably to Los Angeles to then take an Emirates flight from Los Angeles to Dubai. I mean, what do you need for services from a flight from Vegas to Los Angeles?
Yeah.
It's got to be maybe 30 minutes.
Well, he could have been flying to JFK, though, too, actually. It would probably depend.
Well, that's not a short flight from Vegas to JFK. That's right. Like 3-4 hours.
Yeah,
so
but
that's
still
not short.
You might have to take that hub flight, you know. But regardless, I mean, the equipment comparison is night and day. And, if you know, I don't think he was necessarily expecting a shower, you
well,
know, available.
That's literally what he said. I love Emirates first class with shower and bar and all.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? But I mean, but you wouldn't be able to use something on a short flight like that anyway. But if you just compare, you know, first class domestically, you know, comparing that to a long haul service, it's night and day. And some of the, I mean, I've been on flights from Orlando down to Miami, say on American, and you still, if you're in first class, you still get that pod and your own little space, and you can adjust the thing as you see fit. I mean, you don't have showers and, you know, on a flight like that, it's not even 30 minutes. So it's like you're not going to have, you know, full meal service or something, but you're going to still have a little space that's kind of, you know, it's fairly nice. And if you want to stretch out, you can do it a little bit. You have, much better experience than, you know, some of the flights. You know, the problem with Delta in their first class is they're still running a lot of older planes. And so the first class is you get a bigger seat and, you know, you can stretch out a little bit, but it's not like, you know, you have one of these business class pods that everybody is slowly but surely evolving to. It seems like they're dragging butt a little bit on that. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But like from flights from Orlando to L.A. to New York, the first class experiences, I mean, I like it, but it's you don't have a pod or you don't have any kind of real super, you know, nice first class, you know, service. If you know what I'm saying? I mean, and I'm not expecting a shower, but I'm like, come on, let's go. Good Lord. Let's catch up a little bit.
Point. I mean, Delta's fleet tends to be a little bit older.
Yeah.
They're still flying a lot of 767s, but they, you know, on the 300s, they do have the Delta One pods, which is still pretty impressive on a, on a 76.
Yep.
But you're comparing that to Emirates, which is flying A380s.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was designed with the double level, so they had room to put in a bar and other amenities that just aren't available on a twin engine, you know, wide body.
Right. And I think that's, for me, that's where the threshold is like, look, I'm not expecting you to have a bar. I'm not even expecting you to have a second level lounge area or anything like that. But those pod things and having your own little, you know, cubby, you know, and space and a TV, you know, look, come on. Everybody can, they're all doing that. They're just seem to be moving a little bit slower. And, you know, like I said, the flights, in first class specifically, what I see is when I'm flying to New York or LA from Orlando in particular, just seems that route in particular is always these older planes and it's still a nice service, but it's not like, you know, that short little flight from Orlando to Miami on American. I was like, wow, this is sweet. I wish I was going to be on the plane a little bit longer and I'd actually get a nap in, you know what I mean?
I could actually take advantage of this.
Right. Exactly.
Well, maybe that'll change. I mean, did you see the announcement from Delta a week or two ago? They just signed a deal with Boeing for 30 brand new 787s.
Well, Larry, I mean, and that's what my point is. Good Lord, let's go. Get them in into service and let's get these upgrades. And then maybe you won't get as many gripes from people comparing it to international. You know,
I still don't think a Delta 787 is going to wind up with showers in a bar. That's just not those, part of the Delta experience for their first class.
Well, I'll let you know because actually I'm doing just that. And I am flying. I got a flight scheduled right now from Orlando to LAX and which will be domestic first class. And then I'm going to be flying Delta One to Australia. So I'm going to be able to compare apples to apples here and just see how they up their game. Cause we definitely got, you know, the Delta One International is lay flat and everything. And I think it'll be pretty decent. Now they're not going to have a bar. I'm sure of that. I'm not expecting anything like that, but I do expect, you know, lay flat pods and that kind of stuff on this service. And, you know, it's like a 15-hour flight. It ought to be, you know, fairly.
Is your wife coming with on this trip too?
Of course. I can't.
Oh, she's going to really appreciate the pod. Then she won't have to see you the entire flight.
Duh. Exactly. But you know, I'm still not expecting it to be to the level of Emirates on that flight or even Singapore Air, which I did, you know, in 2025. I mean, they're like the, you know, consistently top three airlines in the world. And I flew them and, you know, the service is magnificent. It's amazing. I mean, Emirates, same thing. I mean, he's talking about that suite service where they have literally like a lazy boy. I mean, it's not even a first class seat. It's really a flying apartment. It's about the size of a cruise ship room or something, you know, and you have a queen size bed, a lazy boy, two TVs. I mean, and you know, Dom Perignon serving 7-course meals, whatever you want. It's lifestyles of the rich and famous kind of flying. So, you know, it
costs as much as some countries' GDP.
Probably. That's my guess. But I don't know. You look online, there's ways to, you know, maximize those frequent flyer miles if you so choose to dig and see if you can make that work for you. But I don't know. I don't expect that level, but I do expect us to up our game. That's my gripe. So I'm kind of with them, if that makes any sense. We got more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.